Local Native American groups that regularly hold indigenous ceremonies that include open fires are seeking a compromise with the city of Boulder. They spoke to City Council last night about what has transpired since a code enforcement officer contacted David Attic-Patazan Young last month. Leader of Colorado's Apache tribe, Young received a letter saying he had violated the city's open burning law at his home on University Hill after a neighbor reported an open fire where stones were being heated, later to be transferred to a sweat lodge. Young said it wasn't the first time Native American religious ceremonies in Boulder have raised concerns.
There have been other ceremonies that have been disturbed, including one that I ran many years ago, back in about 15 years ago, that was disrupted and they stopped the ceremony, and that is at a place that we had in South Boulder. So this has been an ongoing issue for well over 20 years.
Young and others met with city officials this week seeking a resolution to the issue.
The city did reach out to us, so we met with commander from the Boulder Police Department and with the chief from the fire department, and it was a very good meeting, a very productive meeting, and we were able to communicate to one another what our concerns were on both ends of the spectrum, so I feel like we made good progress. Optimally, we would like to be able to have a space, there's plenty of open space out there, have a space where we can hold our ceremonies, where the Native community can hold its ceremonies, be they powwows or be they sweat lodges or be they whatever else, undisturbed, a safe space for us to be able to do that, where there's a good relationship, I think, between the Native community and City of Boulder.
Stevie Reyes has been attending the indigenous ceremonies for more than 10 years.
For me, the importance of it is not only being able to reconnect with my heritage, where, you know, like I grew up with my grandpa always really put an emphasis on our Native heritage. We always went to powwow. We always, you know, did these things. It was always really important. This is a way for me to reconnect with those roots, you know, and especially being transgender, it was one of the first places where, like, I knew where I sat. There's a place for me. There's always a place for me.
The Boulder city manager told council last night that city officers will not contact Young about open fires in the future, and that an allowance of some sort is being looked into that would exempt Native American religious ceremonies from open fire laws. Andrew Aragon says it's been disheartening to attend ceremonies that are disrupted because of a lack of understanding about indigenous ways.
I'm pleased to see that council is being receptive to us. You know, so oftentimes Native folks and our concerns, because they can be so not in the pop norm, it can be different. It's we live on a different way. We carry ourselves a different way when we're in community. And so for council to step forward and say that they're going to at least try to work with us, that's a beautiful thing. I've been at ceremonies that have been disrupted because of drums or because of the fire or because of this and that. And it's there's nothing more heartbreaking. I don't think that any other religious community in this town, in this county, would have officials walk in and strip them of their prayer. Our Bible is that fire, and that's how we pray. That's how we look into that future, how we look into our past, and how we bring medicine to our people. So it's a good thing. This is a hopeful step forward.
In 2016, Boulder City Council declared what has been Columbus Day Indigenous Peoples Day. And because of that commitment, Nikhil Menkiker, deputy chair of the city's Human Relations Commission, expects meetings between the two groups to continue.
Establishing that relationship and seeing that it is something that people are looking to continue, that's a huge step and something really positive that I think has come out of the work in the Indigenous Peoples Day resolution and people wanting the city to live up to that in the various ways that we drafted into that.
The Indigenous community says it was more than a decade ago that Boulder said it would be given a permanent location on city open space land for its ceremonies, but that never happened. Boulder Mayor Suzanne Jones said Tuesday that the issue is important to council, and despite what may have happened in the past, they want to get it right. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.